Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Hey, you made it all the way to Friday. Friday, Fiesta Friday! Big Fuzz is like, oh my God, I can't believe it's almost like just a couple days left and I'll be able to go back to Colorado. And meanwhile, here, it's 100.
At least it's not Tucson.
Not official.
Or Phoenix. It's like 126 the other day.
Ugh. I took my wife to Vegas while we were meeting her.
In the middle of summer.
Oh, July. July in Vegas. That's the perfect time to go.
At least the casinos are air conditioned.
Oh my God. You would walk out. So it was actually, we were meeting her uncle and some cousins.
Yeah.
And so it just so happened it worked in July. And it was like you walked out of a casino and it looked like you just walked into an oven. Woo. Didn't feel like that out there, but it was getting close.
Yes. No, I lived in Tucson for a year and a half, 2 years.
Mm.
Worst job I ever had was a landscaping job.
Oh, God.
In the middle of summer down in Tucson.
You know what's my dream job?
Not that job.
Not that job. I want to be the stop sign person.
Yes. Yes. You get benefits. $20 an hour.
At least.
Yeah.
40 now, probably.
40 now. I mean, I don't know what
Listen, you can say what you want about unions.
But the drivers you
But
have
the union,
today,
the union's got people paid. And as true. a union person,
yeah.
I mean, as that job is a union job,
yeah.
You're getting paid like $40 an hour.
That's not bad. Good benefits.
You have to get trained. What you got to do there is in about a couple seconds, switch it around.
And if you're far away from the other
switch it around
guy,
again, wave
walkie,
it at him a little bit.
Talkie. Walkie
Wave
talkie.
It at him a little bit. Just say, shoot, there it is.
I'm switching.
Woo.
Woo.
Hey, you going to switch too? All right. Let's put that stop in the other direction. So the Rockies, I've been sitting around places because...
Sitting around places.
Yeah. You know, we have a cleaning lady that comes every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I am not a person who enjoys kind of sitting around the house while...
Someone else is cleaning?
Yeah, my house.
Yeah, especially if it's your own house.
Especially because I know where my house has been.
Yeah, no, I mean...
And I know where I've been in my house. Like, what's this stuff? You don't want to know.
It's like weird when your friend invites you over and then you get there and he's like cleaning or he or she's cleaning. And you're like, why'd you invite me over?
Yeah, clean first.
Yeah.
But so I was out and about, but everyone was talking about the Rockies game last night.
Oh, yeah. A lot of excitement around the Rockies. Everyone,
there is a lot of excitement because last year that game would have been lost.
Yes.
That game would have, they would not have got the tie. They would have lost another home run or something, so they would have been down going into the ninth inning by a run or two.
Probably
wouldn't. And then they wouldn't have been able to get it back. They would have got, like, you know, a grand slam for some reason, and they'd be down three, and they'd get two back and lose, you know, 13-11 or something.
Yeah, even though Holland lost that save, he still got the win, made a great play on a bad pitch that he did. Didn't freak out and, ooh.
So I was reading SB Nation.
SB Nation?
SB Nation?
Yes.
And are we not allowed to say SB Nation?
No, I thought you said SP. I was just making sure.
I don't know what SB stands for, but.
Sports bad? No, I don't know.
Probably. That's as good as any. It stands for.
Sports
bad. The guy was. The reason why I started reading it was the headline said Giants get moral victory in close loss to Rockies. That was the headline.
I don't know if that was a moral victory. That
well,
was
they scored,
like
well
a,
they felt good about themselves.
Yeah, they
for
felt
a while.
Good for like 2 seconds.
Well, it didn't feel as good when they were losing 9-1.
Yeah, true.
So, but yesterday I was talking about, I don't really like not all of them, but there are certain people on the Giants media people who I just don't like.
Yes, we talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
And I was saying that the best thing that could happen is to lose 40-2, so they have to sit there through the whole thing watching 40-2. I was wrong.
Yes.
The best thing that can happen to those people is for them to have to sit there and then have hope.
Bring them up and then put them down?
And then just put them down.
Yeah.
Put them down like puppies at the Humane Society.
Oh, no. Yes.
Well, you pick them up, and then when, you know, you have to go to adopt them, you have to put them back down.
Pick them up to get them excited, and then put them down and say, and well, I'm not adopting
you.
Put
them, no, you put them down.
Yeah.
When, no, to put them in their new cage when you take them home to adopt them. I don't know what you were talking about. You pick them up to pet them, and then you put them down. And pick up another one, and then put that one down. And then pick up another one and put that one down. And finally, you find one you like, and you just keep it. You don't put it down.
You know, they also put them down when they are unwanted.
Well, of course, because if you wanted it, you would keep it in your arms. You wouldn't put it down.
Yes. Put down also means to kill. I mean, they're not killing.
Oh my God! Put them down.
Yes. So.
Oh my goodness! My wife says that about my kids all the time.
Oh no.
Put them down. No, 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 no.
No. I'm going to hold on to this one forever.
Oh, my goodness. So this is what happens when the Broncos are not in session.
The Rockies?
Oh, dear God. No, I've had to sit here and listen to which is the better. Are you? And this was more than one radio station today.
Okay.
Are you team? And as soon as I hear, are you team anything?
Paxton or
Team Simeon. Paxton or team Paxton or team Trevor?
What? Paxton, okay. Okay.
You got to go with the first names
first
for both
names,
of them. Yep. Yes. And do you know what I am? And this is the only thing I can think of whenever I kept hearing, what are you team? Are you team this?
Team whoever's going to get us the most
I'm
wins.
Team Broncos.
Yes.
I'm team Broncos. I got a team. It's called the Broncos. God, people, I mean.
For the good of the team.
You have to understand that this is. Ever since John Elway has been here, this town is unbearable for quarterbacks. Denver is one of the worst, well, best jobs if you're a quarterback and worst. Because you get scrutiny here way in disproportion to the size of the market. I mean, you can understand someone getting a lot of heat if they're in New York City where there's, you know, so many press agents and outlets. But there are just as many people watching practice here as there are watching practice in New York. I guarantee it. And if you are a quarterback, whew. As Eddie Murphy once said, the heat is on. It's on the street.
The heat is on.
I can feel it burning. And so it's very difficult. And to have this going on, but we'll talk about this in the next hour because I want to ask you a real question.
Next hour or next segment?
Next segment.
Okay.
Next hour, next segment.
We're going to make him wait an hour.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
We may, because I may just forget. So you better hope I remember. So give me a call
hope.
If you want.
303-831-1340. I remember.
Better hope you remember. Who are you?
Who? Where are we?
Who?
When is it?
I don't know. And I've already lost it. What were we talking about? Broncos.
Yes.
So it comes down to this. Who would you rather have? Montana or Elway? That's the problem that faces us today. Back after this.
Experience. More with Darren after this.
Is there a one?